setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. And I kind of gave you a teaser and said, you know, sometimes you hear these stories and you're like, okay, this is actually a good news. Not in this case.
Okay.
If
that was false advertisement.
If you can somehow manage to make it through the day without donating a coffee mug.
Oh, gosh.
That has over $6,000 in it,
no,
you're
no,
doing
no,
okay.
No, no. Oh, yeah, I read that.
That's not a piggy bank.
First, I thought it was a joke or a prank or something like that. But then I found out that the mug had been donated.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
So that's the son, Devin. He sold a car, stashed the money in this travel mug.
Didn't tell mom.
Before he was able to get to the bank.
It's a Goodwill. She thought I was upset about the mug being gone, which I've missed the mug as well. But what was inside of it was a little bit more important.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The mom donated it to Goodwill. And then he was like, why did you donate that mug? She's like, well, I didn't know you had such an... I didn't know you loved that mug
was
so
that
much.
Your favorite?
Yeah, wow, okay.
Oh my.
Yeah, Lindsay.
A mother wants to, disappoint their child and give away certainly something that he's worked really hard for. So I'm just asking someone to please, have it in your heart to, do the right thing and give it back.
Yeah, that's gone.
$6,500 is not a disappointment. That is tragic.
Yeah, $6,500 stashed inside the travel mug and donated to Goodwill.
Oh,
like
God.
I said, that's gone.
Oh, wow.
That's gone.
Oh,
but
there are some good Samaritans out there.
Sure. But I was going to say, you hear of the stories of people that are donating certain things to Goodwill just because they don't want it anymore, or they want a priceless artifact to go to someone who's really special.
Priceless artifact. Do you think that the people at Goodwill... like found the money?
I'm sure they did.
Okay.
And how are they going to trace it back? They're probably not. Because if you've ever donated anything to Goodwill,
just give them a bag of stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, you look in their storage thing and there's bags and bags and bags of stuff. You have no idea who donated what.
Give me a blank receipt, they sign it, they date it, there you go.
And there you go. So there you go. If you can somehow manage to make it through the day without donating a coffee mug, has over $6,000 in it, well, you're doing okay.
You know what? Maybe at the very least, somebody will create a little GoFundMe to make up for the lost money. Maybe the community will rally if he doesn't get the money back.
Maybe.
I'm guessing.
That is Setting the Bar on DJX.